Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Bernard McGrath, Senior Investment Specialist at UBP, and today we are talking about UBAM Dynamic US Dollar Bond, positioning for rising rates. The key takeaways are, US interest rates are expected to increase in the near future. UBAM Dynamic US Dollar Bond benefits from rising rates by offering actively managed exposure to floating rate notes. Flows have been strong into floating rate note products, with the largest floating rate note ETF, FLOT US Equity, seeing an increase in AUM of 23.4% year to date. Year to date and 3-year performance of UBAM Dynamic US Dollar Bond and the ETF are in line, whereas the UBAM fund has outperformed significantly in terms of drawdown. Following the continued improving macroeconomic backdrop, the Fed are expected to signal a cessation of monetary stimulus in the coming months, initially with asset purchase tapering, followed by raising interest rates. In anticipation of such a move, investors have been increasing their exposure to floating rate notes. For instance, the largest floating rate note ETF, the iShares Floating Rate Bond ETF, has seen its AUM increase from $5.376 billion to $6.632 billion, a 23.4% rise this year alone. UBAM Dynamic US Dollar Bond offers investors actively managed exposure to floating rate notes with an investment grade rating, zero interest rate duration, and a maximum average maturity of 2 years. The fund is also Article 8 under SFDR. Year to date and over the past 3 years, UBAM Dynamic US Dollar Bond and the iShares ETF have performed in line. In terms of drawdowns, during 2020, UBAM Dynamic US Dollar Bond fell 4.1% in response to the acute market stress following the emergence of COVID-19. We consider such a repeated decline unlikely in the future, given the Federal Reserve's response to the COVID-19 crisis was to begin purchasing corporate bonds, a Rubicon that has now been crossed, and the Fed's corporate purchase program can be expected to reappear should another significant crisis occur. In addition, during this period, the fund significantly outperformed the floating rate note ETF, with the latter declining a sizable negative 13.5%. As the vaccine rollout continues and economies reopen, we expect the Federal Reserve to continue with their plan of normalizing monetary policy. Recent hawkish commentary from Fed Vice Chair Richard Clarida, coupled with a very strong US jobs report, supports this view. Investors are today positioning for the next phase of the cycle by allocating to floating rate notes. UBAM Dynamic US Dollar Bond is one of very few floating rate note actively managed funds available. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Please feel free to contact us or visit us on our website at ubp.com.